Okay, today we are on today's Daf Mem Gimel. We will try to get in as much as we could say today. Baruch Hashem, it's a very interesting Daf today. There's Halacha, there's Agada, there's Nigla, there's Nister. And we're not going to get too much into the Nister, but as much as we could say, we'll try to learn together. Okay, the bottom of the previous Amun, Membeis Webeis. We just had two opinions in Shitas Rabbi Gamliel on the Mishnah. Gamliel, there's a Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah on Memalchum Abeis. We started the fourth parak. Third parak was a long parak. Fourth parak of Machlokas. What happens if you're somehow taken outside of your tchum by force on Shabbos? The Nachrim deposit you in another tchum, but it happens to be the new place that you're in is surrounded by walls. Either it's a city, either it's a boat, either it's a yard, a deer, or a sahar. So Rabbi Gamliel paskins mutter by a boat. That once you're in the boat, that is okay, and it's mutter to carry the entire boat. And if you remember, the language of the Mishnah, which is going to be crucial today, is that the other Tanaim, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, they were machmir on themselves. That's the language of the Mishnah. They're machmir on themselves and only walked dalet amos within the boat. So the Mishnah, the Gemara had given two reasons for Rabbi Gamliel's heter or bebeis bebeis. Rabbi's reason had been because since you had rested in the walls of the mechitza, you have been shoves b'bod yom from Friday. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to walk dalet amos, because that was your makom shvisa. Reb Zera said, no, it has to do specifically with the boat. Since the boat goes from four amos to four amos, it keeps moving. That's why it's better. So it's interesting that according to Reb Zera, as we're going to talk about today, the fact that the boat is moving makes it better. According to Reb Zera, if it would not be moving, it would be worse. And Rabbi Gamliel would not matter. And that's what some Rishonim ask here. Why doesn't, that's the third nafkamina, omedes. Why doesn't it give that nafkamina? Right? According to Reb Zera, the only reason it's mutter is because it's moving. Rashi, we said yesterday, give three pshatim, what the pshat is of Reb Zera. But either way, it's because it's moving. So that's a third nafkamina if you want to throw it in. But either way, Rabbi, the Gemara says, my benayo, the two differences the Gemara does mention is, ikimanajiv chasu dofrei asvina, either the walls of the svina break. So then, according to the reason that you were shoveis b'dofnei asvina, there are no more dofnei asvina, so it doesn't work. According to the Reb Zera, it still would work. Inami b'kofes b'kisidil asvina. Also, if you jump from boat to boat, you were not shoveis in this boat, in these walls, but you still have the heter of Reb Zera, going from tchilas dalet l'sof dalet. Okay, so now says the Gemara what we're up to. Reb Zera, second to last line, Reb Zera, my time alama karaba. Why did Reb Zera, who said the second opinion, not hold like Rabba? Why doesn't he say shavas in the mechitzas? Why are walls of a boat made? They're meant to keep out the water. They're not meant to guard what's inside. What we know as hukaf ladira, lo hukaf ladira. These walls were on hukaf ladira. Why are walls of the boat there? You know, luyitsuya, you can make a boat without walls so you can see the beautiful view on the water. You do that. You just need the walls so the boat doesn't flood. So that's why you have the walls. Says the Sfas Emes, just on this Gemara. By the way, it must be that we're talking about a boat that's more than Beis HaSayim, because that's the only time that this concept of Zol Hukaf L'dira makes a difference. We've had in the earlier in the Masechta, if it's less than 2,000, less than a Beis HaSayim, so then it doesn't matter if it's Hukaf L'dira, it's still a Rishos HaYachid. So, says this, Fazemus just makes that Ha'ar on the Gemara. It must be that we're talking about that kind of boat, a big boat. For Rabba, my time along with Rebbe, and what about the other way? Why did Rabba hold like Rebbe? Why didn't Rabba hold like Reb Zera? Remember, Reb Zera is the one that says, because the boat is moving, therefore it's mutter, because either you're constantly going out of your four amos, or you weren't Kodesh Vis in the first place, whatever reason it is. Answers the Gemara, v'mahalechas kule amalo pligi. Says Rabba to Reb Zera, no. The Mishnah's not talking about a case where the boat is moving. Everybody would agree that's mutter in that case. Why? Because, of course, Reb Zera's reasoning is correct. But that's not the case what the Mishnah's talking about. And Tosus points out on top here that Rabba now was going back on his reasoning from before. Because remember, the Gemara gave two nafkaminas about nifchazu dofnei asvina, kofetz b'svina l'svina. Tosus says, according to the Gemara now, Rabba agrees in those cases that it's mutter, because he holds like Reb Zera's reasoning if the boat is moving. Ki pligi b'sha'amda, the machlokas and the mishnah is where the boat is not moving, and maybe this is why the Gemara didn't give enough green earlier, because maybe it wouldn't hold up l'maskana. But the machlokas and the mishnah is b'sha'amda, where the boat is not moving, and therefore you can't say you're svara, Reb Zera. So that's why Rabba does not hold like Reb Zera. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Masizan Amideka. The Mishnah is meduyak that there's a case that they argue and there's a case that they do not argue. In other words, that they would agree with they would agree by Mahaleches, and the only Mahalokas of the Mishnah is by Amda. Why? Deka, Masizan Amideka, to be Mahaleches lo pliki. It must be that there's a case like Mahaleches that they don't argue, Mimai, because of the language of the Mishnah. Mi diktani ma'isa shabo, mi palan darsin. Ve'fligas finasim bayam. The story is that they came from this place, and then they went out on the boat, Rebbe Galeo, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, holchu es kula. Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Kiva, lo zazu ba'erba amos, sheratzu lahachmir alatzman. Remember the shita that was Machmir didn't do it. Didn't sound like they didn't make or I did. It sounded like because they wanted to be Machmir. What do you mean they wanted to be Machmir? That's Mashma, that it wasn't really Usser. They're just taking extra precautions. So E Amrit Bishlama b'Maleches Lo Pligi. If you tell me, says the Gemara, that Rab is right, that there's a case that they don't argue like Mahaleches, so then you could say that's how he interprets the Mishnah, that it's a case of Mahaleches, and therefore you could use the Lashon of Ratzu that they wanted to be extra Machmir. Maker did it's Mutter. They're being Machmir unto the other case. Why? The boat might stop. And therefore, that would be a real problem. They wouldn't be able to walk down Lamas. Hainu detani ratzu. So that's why you would say ratzu. Dilma amda. Because there's a case of Mahaleches. And therefore, dilma ratzu. Maybe the boat's going to stop. And therefore, they're machmir right now. Even though the boat isn't stopping, I'm still going to only walk in my dalan amas. Because maybe the boat will stop. And then I'll lose the heter. So then the language of the Mishnah makes sense. Ela yamrit pligi. But if you say they argue both by amda and mahaleches, and they argue me'ikir hadin, that you can't walk dalat amos out of that part of the boat, so then what's the language of the Mishnah? Whatever the Mishnah's talking about. Amda, rat, mahaleches. Either way, they argue me'ikir hadin. So then, hai ratzu lahachmir. Isurahu. That's an isser. What do you mean, ratzu lahachmir? That would be an isser. Chumris aren't isurim. Chumris are added because I think that's a good idea to be machmer in a certain case. But chumr is mutter meikar adin, and I'm being machmer on myself. So that is the proof of the that Rabba holds that it must be that they argue about amda, but everyone agree that mahaleches is mutter. The Ritva here points out, why don't we ask this as a tsyufta to Reb Zeira? Sounds like such a convincing proof. Gemara says it's dekanami, it's masha. Deka sounds like usually it's good. You can raya, but lavdaf. Gemara should say tsyufta to Reb Zeira tsyufta. Why doesn't it say that? How does Reb Zeira get out of this? Ratzu lahachmir? Why would he use that language if it's really usher in both cases? So the Ritva says the following. Maybe miu lekemiat tshuftel Reb Zeira. To yochalomar to olam b'malchas pligi. Maybe they're arguing in both cases. V'hadok tani ratzu. Aye, so what's the ratzu? Mishum t'inu sifuki misafke luhu ikirdinam. No, maybe the point is they're machmir in both cases, but even their chumra is not me'ikar adin, it's because they're not sure exactly what the halach is. V'shuras adin, the sfeg d'rabban alakula. And really, because they have a suffix of what the din should be, you should say suffix d'rabban alakula, but they're machmer on themselves to say suffix d'rabban alakumra in this case. That's the pshat. Really, they argue in both cases. But in the case of mahaleches, they're not 100% sure that they should be, it should be aser, but they hold midina, suffix d'rabban on, a suffix, and you go l'chumra by a suffix, that's not a chumra. Here it's a chumra, because usually this is a drabana and you should go savi lakula. That's why here it's a chumra. So, but that's how the Gemara could phrase it as a sharatu lahachmir al atzman, because it's talking about meikar adin, but it's still considered a chumra because they should have done lakula in this case of safik. But that's why the Gemara didn't ask it as a tiyufta to Reb Zeira. Okay, you just have to have that ha'ara to understand the Gemara. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi continues. Masnisan amideg. Ravashi says it's a different diuk that you can make in the Mishnah, which would prove that they only argue about amda. Diktani svina dumya the dir vasar, because the Mishnah lumps all three cases together that there's a machlokas about the boat case and also where you're putting the deer and the sahar outside your tchum. Ma dir vasar de kivi, just like a deer and a sahar are kavua and they don't move. Right, a deer and a sahar again are the different types of yards and chatzeros. Asfinanami de kavia, also a boat is kavua. So that's another diuk. Again, that's not as strong of a diuk. So I guess the Ritva isn't bothered here. You know, what does Reb Zeira do? You can say no. It has three cases. They're not exactly all parallel. Okay, but that's a second diuk from the Mishnah. That Rabba is right. That they only argue about amda. Amle Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava l'Rav Ashi hilchasa k'Rabba Gamliel. Rav Acha says to Rav Ashi, and again the Rishonim here point out it's not Rav Acha talking. Rav Acha is really quoting the shita that we had yesterday at the end of the Amud, that Rav and Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. So Rav Acha quotes to Rav Ashi that Rav and Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel b'Sfina. And on that Rav Acha asks, Hilchas HaMechal de Pligi. If they say the halacha of Gamliel, it's mashma that the other there's another shita out there. Halacha of Gamliel, there are two opinions that you're like Rabbi Gamliel. But didn't our Mishnah say Rav Acha is asking implicitly that it's just a language of Ratzu l'hachmir al atzmam? So it sounds like there is no real machlokas. They were just Ratzu l'hachmir. So what do you mean? How could Rav and Shmuel say Hilchos of Rav Gamliel? There's no real machlokas. So Gemara says no. There's a brisa that seems to say there is a machlokas. V'hatanya, the brisa says Chananya. The question of the Girsa, Ben Achi Reb Yoshua, the nephew of Reb Yoshua, Chananya Omer Kol Oso Hayom. All that day that those Tanoim with my uncle, was one of them, were in the boat, Yashvu v'danu b'dvar halacha, they were osek in this sugya, because they were trying to figure out if they could walk out of Dalan Amos, emes shechriya achi abba, halacha gra gamliel b'svina. And yesterday my uncle decided, my father's brother decided, the halacha gra gamliel b'svina, v'halacha gra b'yakiva b'dir b'sahar, and halacha gra b'yakiva when it comes to the deer and the sahar. So there's a break, but you see that there was a whole discussion, what's going to be? So you see there's a machlokas. So that's how you could say halacha k'rabbi Gamliel b'svina. Okay, so this is the Gemara and this is the Tosfos here that we're about to look in. Again, it's never been lamaisa for me, but going on a cruise before Shabbos, staying on Shabbos, there's a dock before Shabbos. Again, various halachas that one has to check out before one goes on one of these kosher cruises. But here Tosfos talks about it, because what did the halacha say? Hilchos k'rabbi Gamliel b'svina. So what do you mean? Because a lot of times the cruises go. I don't know. Are all the cruises, like the firm cruises, docked on before Shabbos? Anybody have any? Or they? No. They go. The question is, but the only issue is about getting off and getting on the boat on Shabbos, or getting on right before Shabbos. But this, based on this Tosfos starts off, halacha, pasak rashbam, to mukter likanes, besvina mi b'odyom be'erev Shabbos, afilu shasvina cholechas chutz letchum, b'Shabbos. Why? The svina memela azla. The boat goes. Ve'iul omid yavid. You're not doing anything. What's the problem of a tchum? Going out of your tchum, says the Rashbam. This isn't called going out of your tchum. You're not doing anything. You're just standing. The ground's moving under you. You just can't go out of the svina. You can walk around the whole boat, says the Rashbam. You can go on before. And yes, remember, Menachem, your brother, the Gemara is in Shabbos that said, go on mafligin besvina within three days of Shabbos going on. So we had different reasons for that. And the post can work out. First of all, we said the Dvar Mitzvah is always mutter. Right? Dvar Mitzvah is mutter to do that even. And number two, we said some of the reasons of the Rishonim is that it's not Onik Shabbos, right? You're going to be seasick. So maybe nowadays you could say if somebody doesn't get seasick, that doesn't apply. Or other reasons that you get out of. So there are ways that you could go on within 3 days. So the Rashbam here says you could go on right beforehand. And then he quotes other Gemara that seem to say not like that. He says that's only Shittas Beis Shammai. Skip down about 15 lines, about the 10th to last skinny line. Va'od pasak Rashbam, sha'afilu b'Shabbos shari likanes. Unbelievable. Says the Rashbam, you can even walk onto the boat on Shabbos. Kiva delav midika of it. What are you doing? Ach enlo el arba amos. But then you'd only be able to walk 4 amos on the boat. Kiva delo Shabbos ba'aver mechitzos b'bod yom. Because we're like that shita, like Rabbi Shita about Shavas mechitzos mibod yom. And even though Beis Hillel didn't allow you, that he quotes, there's only, why wouldn't Beis Hillel allow you to do it? Because of other reasons. Why wouldn't you be able to go on it on Shabbos? So says the Rashbam, this says Tosfos, number one reason, we should have the Domi la'amira denach rishvus. It looks like Amir la'akum. Like if you walk onto the boat on Shabbos and they do malacha for you, even though they didn't, you didn't tell them, it looks like Amir la'akum, egg. Tosfos doesn't like that reason. Second to wide line, the Tamsha Asr, the Ritzba quotes a second reason. Tamsha Asr, the Gadis Bisfina, Omer Ritzba, Mishum, the Dami Lashat Binahar. There's a Gzeira Drabanan from Maseches Brachos. You're not allowed to go on a raft. You're not allowed to go swimming on Shabbos because you might build a raft, you might have to do various malachas. So maybe it's included in that Gzeira, says the Ritzba. And other reasons, then there are the requotes. Fascinating minhagim in the middle of the fifth wide line. People used to go onto the boat on Erev Shabbos, light candles there, so they'd be konish shvisa there, or the Mishnah Berurah quotes used to make kiddush there and eat. That was their shkinyan shvisa, and then they go off of the boat, on and off the boat, on and off the boat before. So the Tosfos doesn't like lo shapir avdi. So this is a whole discussion of the boat. Yeah. So what about the motor being on? So again, is the motor dafka put on Shabbos? Most of these cases, I don't think they're leaving on Shabbos. So let's say it's on before Shabbos. So it's on before Shabbos, so it's just continuing. There are also non-Jews on the boat. They're also doing malacha for the non-Jews. So again, it's you have to look into the sugyas. This is also an important tosis, though somebody asked me last week. Somebody last week on Friday afternoon was on the train, and the electricity stopped, and he was stuck on the train for 2 hours. Shaila is, like all those getting into the winter now. Let's say you're on the train and it's going to be Shabbos. You could get off the train now and walk to some Jewish neighborhood. But you're allowed to stay on the train. Are you allowed to get into your neighborhood? Okay, so within the 18 minutes, get flexibility. It's not really Shabbos yet. But what do you do? So here we're talking about a boat. So the boat's like, hey, you're not really moving. So the last four lines of Tosfos speaks about a wagon, a karon. To go out chus l'tchum. Then he was chozer bo, because he didn't think it was appropriate. So today you have the buses and trains and every case, a taxi. So here there's a whole, this is where it comes from, this Tosfos. This Tosfos is a big issue. Whatever. You can't use animals, because that's mishtamshes b'balei chayim. So this is one of the important makoros regarding that sugya. But the important yesod of Tosfos, a piece in Lumbus, the Rashbam had said, when you're on the boat, because you're not doing anything. The Ramban, has a beautiful lashon explaining that shita beferish. Ve'in on the Rabban here. Ve'in ani koreba ze al yesi ishmim komo. You don't call this somebody going out of their tchum. Why? Shekimish shelo halach gimel parsos baraglav. Shahari hiluch hasvina eino kori hiluch klau. Going on the boat is not called hiluch. V'tama latzmecha. So the after all he says, Hu yoshei brushus hayachid shelo. Shasvina brushus hayachid. Gavoas aracha. He's sitting in his brushus hayachid. So what's he doing? He's sitting there. The boat's going. V'chatzer ma'alechesu. V'lo adam ahalei klal. That is the shita of the Ramban. Other Rishonim, though not in our Tosfos, other Rishonim argue more fundamentally. The Sefer HaTshruma is one of the lesser Rishonim. Quotes, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go into. It's still you're still going outside your tchum. You don't have to walk in with your legs to go outside the tchum. You're still walking outside the tchum. And the stipler says, Mavur from other Rishonim in Simetes Zayin, that the Isra of Chusl Tchum, according to them, is not so partial that it has to be with your legs. And he proves it from a Rambam. He thinks a Rambam in a Tshuva. The Rambam writes in a Tshuva, he allows you going on a boat on Shabbos because the rivers and the seas are only a Carmelis. So there's no Isuri D'Oraisa going outside. There's only a Carmelis, and therefore, as we mentioned at the beginning of the parak, if the area is only Drabanan, you can't have Tchumen Drabanan. Says the stipler, why doesn't the Rambam just say that you're on a boat? And you're on a boat, it's not called a Hiluch. Sounds like, no, according to the Rambam, it would be a Hiluch. It's just that because it's a Carmelis, it's Mutter. So says the Kilas Yaakov, says the stipler, what's the beer in this Machlokas we've shown him? The Ramban and Tosfos and the Rashbam seem to say that on a boat, the boat's moving, it's not me. And therefore, it's no problem. All these other we showed him in the Deif and the Rambam that it is. This is beautiful. How do you understand the Isra of Tchumen? Is the Isra of Tchumen a Maisa Malacha like Hotsa'a Merishus L'Rishus, walking outside? So you need a Maisa Malacha. That's the Rashbam. And that's the Ramban. You're not doing anything here. You're standing there. You can't violate a Malacha by standing. You're not doing anything. So that's what they would say. The Isra Tchumen is a Maisa Malacha like all other Malachas. So you need a Maisa. But according to the other Rishonim, no. What's the issue? What's Tchumen? Tchumen means Hashem wants you in this spot for Shabbos. Hashem wants you to rest on Shabbos. Hashem wants you to have a Makom Shvisa. Going out of it, it's not a Maisa Yitzia from the Tchum. The issue is having your Makom Shvisa. No matter how you get out of the Makom Shvisa, it's a problem. The Yisod is, Mikoch Ratzon HaTorah Shiyehe Makom Shvisaso. Either Zemachal Onik Shabbos, or Kavit Shabbos, or Menucha Shabbos. The disciple says, whatever the reason is, you have to be in the spot. That's not a din in going out of the spot. It's being in the spot. So that's the machlokas we've shown him. Whether a boat, if you don't go out, but you are taken out of this tchum. So that's the machlokas. You can look in the Kilas Yaakov, in Simen Tezai. Okay, so that is, again, big issue about going on a boat. Next Gemara. Two dots. Boi Rabbi Chananya. Yesh tchumin l'mala me'asara, o ein tchumin l'mala me'asara. Is there an isra of tchumin above 10 tfachim? Above 10 tfachim from the ground. So, how are you going to get there? What's the case talking about? So, me'asara, I'm sorry. Amud gavoasar v'rachav arba lo tiboy lecha da'ara samichtahi. Says the Gemara, if you have a pillar that is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, which, yes, it is a Rishus HaYachid, but that's not the emphasis of Gemara here, which means, says the Gemara, let's say at the end of your tchum, you have a tree that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, so it's very easy and comfortable and stable to walk on top of that area from inside your tchum to outside your tchum. So says the Gemara, that's obviously called a hiluch. even though it's above 10 tefachim, and that would be usur, because that would be going outside of your tchum. That's the emphasis of the Gemara here. Whether it would be called a hiluch. It's aras mechtel, it's firm ground. The question is, what if it's 10 high and not 4 wide? So it's not so simple to walk across on top. Inami, or the kazal b'kfitza. Or you jump out. How do you jump out above 10 tefachim? Rashi says, easy, b'shem. Use one of those shemos Hashem that we have in our back pocket to be able to jump 10 tefachim. And higher than 10 tefachim, and walk across l'shachrida b'sfina. Or what does that have to do with us? On a boat. A boat, usually you're up above the ground, higher than 10 tefachim. So in all those cases, is there an iser of tchumin above 10 tefach? So one important point. If you look in for a minute on Mem Hayam Abayz, if you turn a couple of dafs about Mem Hayam Abayz, there's an important Tosfos there where Tosfos says in Dibur Maschil Lema that the Yesh Lomar Afidlu Yesh Tchumin Lo Shayach Kinyan Shvisa Barakia. Even if you hold Yesh Tchumin above 10 tefachim, there's no such thing as being Kona Shvisa in the Rakia. What does that mean? So Rav Schechter in Sefer Ikvei Atzon in Simen Lamed Hey discusses this. There he's talking about Kohanim going on an airplane. So the one issue that we always think about is like, what if you have an Aron on the airplane? So Eli, you have separate cabins, whatever, so there's no Tumah. But what about, says Rav Schechter, forget that. What about Kohanim in an airplane going over a cemetery? Right? How do Kohanim go on an airplane? Especially, let's say, if you have a cemetery close to the airport, you go on. So that's what the article is. Iser Tumas Kohanim. So in Simon Laman, he talks about this. He quotes Argamar and Erevin. What about Yesh Tchumin Lamala Me'asara, Ye Ain Tchumin Lamala Me'asara? He quotes that Tosfos, but he says, what's the beer in the Tosfos? The beer in the Tosfos is that the only Shaila in Argamara is Lamala Me'asara. Lamala above 10 Tvachim. But once you get to the clouds, into the Rakia, that's for sure. For sure there's no tchumen up there. That's the Rakia. That's a separate area. That's the pshat of Tosfos. From 10 tefachim up, okay, up to the clouds. That's Rav Schechter's border. Up to the clouds, that's the Malami 10, and that's it. But above that, you're not going to Shvisa. So he says that's the pshat also when we say Tumah Bokas for all other Rakia. Tumah goes straight up. What? It goes all the way straight up? He says, Rav Schechter, you can't say it goes straight up, because there's a parallel to that says, Tumah, your red is out of the home, Tumah goes straight down. So if we're in New York, Tumah goes straight down. So people in China are Tameh, because we know the world is round, because Tumah doesn't stop, it just keeps going. Obviously, that's going to be a Gvul, because then Tumah will go straight up, Tumah will go straight down. What's going to be that? What's going to be Tar? So you got to say it's a Gvul. So the Gvul going down, I don't know, it's the middle of the earth, who knows what it is. But Tumah going up, there's got to be a Gvul. What's the Gvul? The Rakia, the clouds. So above the clouds, things, Rav Schechter assumes that halacha doesn't apply. He says, Nir Elanias Daiti, according to Tosfos, the afligabi tumas ol nami dinahachi, the mesa munach agabi karka, or mutman in the karka, tumas ola adlarakia. That's the Lashon. Adlarakia. Achlola tocharakia. To call avir shagabi a mes ad haavim mitzurv l'shetach hakarka. The airspace between the clouds and the ground, that goes grand, and that's what's tamei. V'omid ba'avir ahu chashuv kamal ol mes. If you're in any airspace from the ground to the clouds, then that's tumas ohel. But if you're in an airplane, airplanes go above the clouds, so therefore it's not going to be a problem for the Beis HaKvaras underneath. But he says in the next paragraph, this isn't going to help on the way up or on the way down. Meaning if you have a Beis HaKvaras, you know, near the airport, and it's going to be, you know, the airplane's going to go over that, so you got to find other heterim for that. That's this section ends. You got to find other heterim. You can read the rest of the article. But that's Rav Schechter's Ha'ara based on this idea that the question of Yeshur Ein Tchum Lamala is up to the clouds, but it's not above. So Avrami, so far we got half a heter. Okay? Baruch Hashem. Good. And Shia, I'm sorry. Shia too. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia says, so what is there Yesh Lamal Olamal? So Tashma, Maisa Shabo, Mi Palan Darsin. The Fliga Svinasam Bayam. We had the Mishnah. The Mishnah had the story. Of the Machlokas Tanoim on the boat. So I Amar Bishlama, Yesh Trumin, Bisham Hachiratsu. If there is a din, that there is Tchumen above. They're above 10. So that I understand why Ratsu. Because remember the case was, according to Howie Paskin, that it's a case of Mahaleches, so everybody agrees Mutter. I'd understand why they want to be Machmer, because the boat might stop. Because if it stops, then there's an Isser. Because Yesh Tchumen L'malam Asara. But Ela Yamrit ain't Tchumen on my Ratsu. But if you say is ain't chum lamala, so why do they want to be machmer stop? Even if the boat stops, it's going to be mutter, because they're above 10 tefachim sitting on the top of the boat. So says the Gemara, no, it could be they're less. Kedama Rava b'malechas b'rakak, just like Rava says in a different case, which we're going to see in five lines. It could be in a boat that's in the murky, muddy water that's towards the ground, within 10 tefachim. So Achanami here too will answer b'malechas b'rakak. Where's the case that Rava said that? The following. Tashma, pamachas lo nichus ulamamal ashachashecha. What, the end of the safe of the Mishnah. Right, remember that case? One time they were going into port and it was getting dark on Friday and they said, oi, we can't go off. And Rabbi Gilead says, don't worry about it. You know, we were within 2,000 amos already. We were inside the tchum. So again, if you say yesh lamamal meyasar shaper, that's why they were scared, because they didn't know they were outside their tchum or not. And if they were, it would be a problem. But if you say ain't chumin, ki lo hayinu b'tochat chum mayhavi, so even if they were outside the chum, there's no problem, because they're above 10 tefachim. So amar Rava b'maleches b'rakak. No, that's where Rava said, they're in the murky, muddy water, and therefore they're within 10 tefachim from the ground. Okay, no raya. Tashma. Listen to this raya. So let's try to bring another raya, that whether there's chumin above 10 tefachim or not. Hani shev shmaisa. I never knew until yesterday that this is where it came from. I guess I never read the whole Akdama. The Shev Shmaitza, Rav Arya Leva Cohen Heller's famous sefer that he said each one had a Sheva Brachas, the Shev Shmaitza, the author of the Ksos, the author of the Avni Miluim, the author of the Shev Shmaitza, right, the same author, Arya Leva Cohen Heller. So I guess this is where he got the Lashon from. Hani Shev Shmaitza, now you always got to know, you got to look at Pekiyas. Where did Shev Shmaitza come from? Erevin Mem Gimel, right? Mem Gimel is seven. So that's how you remember, Shev Shmaitza. Seven topics. That's what Shev Shmaitza means. There were seven shiurim that were given. Hani Shev Shmaitza, the Isamrin B'tzafer B'shapsa, Kamid Rav Chizda B'sura. There was some big Talmud Chacham that gave a shiur on seven different sugyas in the morning, Shabbos morning, in front of Rav Chizda in Surah. And in that afternoon, he gave the same sugyas shiur in Pupadisa in front of Rava. That's pretty far distance. That's outside the tchum of each other. So how they get there? So manam renu lav Eliyahu amrinu. Must be Eliyahu Navi said it. Eliyahu Navi must have gone from place to place and said the same shiur in both places. Alma ain't tchum elamala me'asara. I must be, there's no tchumin above 10, because Eliyahu Navi flies through the air. So above, how did he get there? Tchumin. Oh, must be, there's no tchumin lamal me'asara. Therefore, he went all the way above until he was in the tchum, and then he came down. So the guy said, no, come on, it's not Eliyahu. Lo, dilma Yosef Shita Amrita. No, it's Yosef the Shade. Yosef the Shade does that. He doesn't keep Shabbos, says Rashi. He's not Shomer Shabbos, that Yosef. And he gave the shear. It's unbelievable. He gave the Shev Shmaisa, even though he wasn't Shomer Shabbos. That's the Gemara. But it's mashma from here, from the Gemara, a couple of ha'aris about Eliyahu, that had Eliyahu given the shear, you'd listen to him. Eliyahu Anavi, you learn something from Eliyahu Anavi. Already we had this in Brachas. Remember all the way Brachas Dav Gimel, right? Rav Yossi, remember Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi was walking in the churva, right? Rabbi Yossi says, "Pamachas Yisim Alam Aderachlech Nasi Luchurva Achas Bichurva Yushalayim." Ba Eliyahu Zachur Latov, and he waited for me, and he said, he taught me three things, right? Remember the three things: you don't daven in a churva, and ain't nechnas in the churva, and I learned that you allowed to daven on the way, and you daven tefila katsara. Eliyahu Navi taught him that. So he asked the Maritz Chayes there. You don't learn things from Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi, you can't learn things from a Navi, right? He doesn't tell you the halacha. He doesn't pass in shilas. Well, we had already quotes. There's a Rashi in Shabbos that says, you don't learn from Eliyahu that doesn't teach you Isser V'Heter. So the Maritz Chayes there in Brachas, if you remember, we said this then. Maritz Chayes there says, listen to the tapes. That was the first tape, because that base we missed. But Daf Gimel, the first shir online, says the Maritz Chayes there, V'Efshar Lomar, Dim Eliyahu Omer Dina Mitzan Nevua, Azaylo Shayach Lo B'Shamayimi. If Eliyahu is talking Mitzan Nevua, I know by power of my prophecy that the halacha is mutter. Then you don't listen to him, because that's lo b'shamayim he. The ein nabi rasha lechadish davar avalam omer milsa b'taima mashashamim b'pi chachamim acherim adai shomim lo. But if he says something, he says a shir, he says a sara, then you can listen to him. Kamosha batzinu erevin, just like you find in our Gemara, right? Had he said, you know, he gave the Shev Shmaisas, right? He gave the Shev Shmaisas, so therefore it would work. In other words, Sir Maritz Chayes says, as long as he's not working as a navi. So it's an interesting ha'ara. In both of these Gemaras, he's not called Eliyahu Hanavi. It's called Eliyahu. Over there, it's Eliyahu Zachur Latov, and here it's Eliyahu. And Eliyahu. Come on, Eliyahu Hanavi. No, maybe that's the point. It's Eliyahu as a Chacham, not Eliyahu as a Navi. And I saw quoted just on the So it looks like that Dafyomi dot whatever dot IL. So he quoted this Torah. It's on the Torah Tamima. I wouldn't have found this myself. The end of Vayikra. The Vayikra, it says in Bechukosai, end of Perachav Zayin. There it's talking about the Chazal that Ein Navi Roshalim Chadish Aver Meyata. He's talking about Eliyahu Navi. So he says the Da. The Mashakasa V'Kol Makom B'Gemara. The Kishay Yavo Eliyahu Yisparadin. Right. Teku Tishvi Yataris Kishav Avayos. We mentioned in the past why it's not Meku. Why it's Teku. Why is it Moshe? Why is it the Tishvi? So that we mentioned in the past. What a reason for that? But he says here, when it says Tishvi, Eina Kavana Shel Yo Yigawa Hadin Al Pi Nevua. So you sow the stick of Torah Tzmima. So it doesn't mean that Eliyahu is going to Al Pi Nevua. He's going to tell us what the din is. No, the Ezein Lo Rishus. He doesn't din by Pi Nevua. Ela Hakavana Da Al Yidei Ruach Mimarum Hashorer Bo. Because he has such, there's such Das Hashem, and he's coming from Shemayim. Yisgalu Lo Mayanos Chachma V'Yevarer Hadin Al Pi Dark. Okay, but you sow this at Torah. He'll come up with the best svaras. Doesn't mean they'll come in the book. All the best svaras. The yasra machlokes, the ta'usam, the shibushim, or maybe the yispar hadin lamito. All the hacham will say, oh, that's right. It's not that he's going to be a navi, but he's going to have such chachma in him. So we're going to all be convinced that he's right. Because this is the pshat of the Mishnah, the end of Idias, but yasra din lushuro. So it's a very important Torah Tzmima to remember. The end of Vayikra. Torah Tzmima, the end of Vayikra says, Eliyahu Navi is going to be mevarad dinim. Right, not like it's like it says. There's a different halach in Bava Metzia. It says, "Hey, Munach Hashiyavo Eliyahu." So Yonah Navi is going to tell us. He's going to pick. Who gets the object? No, he's going to be Mavar the Din for us. Mavar the Din for us, and therefore he's not going to just say, "Oh, I know this Metzia has happened." He's going to be Mavar the Din so well that we're all going to be convinced and want to follow that halacha. Yeah.
So we had the Gemara Shabbos about whether you can write a sim toward a fish skin.
Yeah.
So there's a discussion there about Eliyahu.
We had a Gemara, could you write a Tiv Torah on the fish skin? That's exactly where Rashi says, Kuf Ches. Right. Right, that's where Rashi says that that you can't trust Eliyahu for Isser
V'Heter. Right, it was
explained in
Tzias for the fish skin.
So I looked in that Gemara if it said the word Hanavi. It didn't. It just said Eliyahu. It would have fit into my theory. But again, but you're right. So there, I guess the assumption Rashi there says is Isser V'Heter. Isser V'Heter. That's what, there would be just like a din. It wouldn't be based on Chachma.
Yeah. What's the value of learning Torah from
That's another thing. What's the value of learning Torah from a non-firm shade? Well, saying that he was giving a shiur. So, I don't know. I guess this, right, they say 100 years ago it was much more common. The guy who was smoking on Shabbos sitting in the Beis Medrash, right? They say 100 years ago, the beginning of the Paschala, right? That's, but again, that's the story in the Gemara. But it's a good kasha, right? But or maybe it's just saying that they didn't know who it was.
That was
but he was giving the shiur. He's giving the Shev Shmaisa.
No, but he's like a messenger.
Right. So I once heard from Shema and Adam Gadol that one of my friends was by Adam Gadol. So they asked him, oh, he said, do you went to hear so-and-so to give a shiur? He says, I'd go to hear a shiur from the Pope if he gave a good shiur. Right. So again, maybe if it's like, so again, I don't know if everybody would agree with that. But again, maybe here the Gemara's not saying that they knew them. They're just saying there's no raya because it could have been him that did it, that gave the shiur. A lot of that it was him, but it's no raya that yeish tchum and lamala because it could have been him. There's two more ha'aris regarding Eliyahu HaNavi. As I saw in this Biurei Hadaf, the quotes from the Tshuvas Mahari Asad that talks about how Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the Mount on Yom Kippur with the Luchos. If you say yeish tchum and lamala me'asara. Again, the whole assumption of these questions is that Moshe Rabbeinu had to think of these questions, right? How do you see? Quote about five answers on the bottom. Either it was special al pi adibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, or really, even Tchum L'mal V'Yasar to Dindur Rabbanan. Dindur Rabbanan wasn't, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give the Torah yet, so Dindur Rabbanan, that's later. So then later on, it's, the Eliyahu HaNavi has to be Shomer, these Dindur Rabbanan. So that's why you write from Eliyahu HaNavi. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not subject to the Dindur Rabbanan yet. Or another one, maybe it was different. He was in the Rav Shechter. He was in the cloud or Akia. Either way, so that's what the different answers given to this question. But then I saw quoted finally Baruch Hashem. I was able to find it. There's a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer in the Likutim Simin Sadeches. It said Chelik Vav. So I looked. Oh, I didn't have a Chelik Vav. So finally, I saw it was quoted as a Likutim. I have the three volumes, but you don't know what's Chelik Vav. It's different numbered. Anyway, Simin Sadeches in the Chasam Sofer. He quotes the Chasha of the Prima Gadim. The Kash of the Prima Gadim. Is how do we say at a Bris Milah, even one that falls on Shabbos, we welcome Eliyahu HaNavi? What about Yishchum L'malam Me'asara? Right. So what about how? So how could that's the Kash of the Prima Gadim? Prima Gadim asked that Kash in Arachayim. Right. So the Tzuari Nagu Alma B'Milah Lamer Zek Kiseh Shel Eliyahu Zachur LaTov V'Gam Espalam Amolim Sheyamod Elai Al Yaminam L'Samcham V'Zeh Omer Nafilu B'Shabbos Ul Shmaitzei Hari Eif Shalava B'Shabbos V'Shem Savik Tchum L'malam Yud. And that's why, well, actually, I'm going to save that for Ahmed Beis. So he says, that's the kasha. So he says, the chasam is over, beautiful. Right, the chazal say Eliyahu didn't die. So what does that mean? It means his neshama is here. His neshama is here. And that his guf is up and is away, but he's not mislabish beguf anymore. Ach nifrda nishmasu migufo sham vaneshama ole umishamish lamalma. His neshama goes back and forth. Beguf on his dakeg v'shura v'shora beGan Eden hatachton v'olam hazeh. His guf is in olam in Gan Eden, as we mentioned. Gan Eden is a place in olam hazeh, as we had the different sachim to Gan Eden and Gehenna. Ubi biyom habesora b'mehir b'yameinu, when he comes to slabish nishmasu beguf akadosh halos, on that day that Eliyahu is going to come by yomahu, so then his guf is going to go back onto his neshama, and then he's going to be back in a body. V'azu kachol adam mechachem v'yisrael. That's why he's going to come back, and the Gemara is about to say in the next couple lines we're going to do. Then he's going to be subject to the halachas of people. Then he's got to go follow the halachas of Tchumen. And that's why we're going to be able to listen to him for halacha, because then he's going to be a human being again. He's going to get his guf back. At that time. But nowadays, when he just comes in his neshama, he doesn't come with his guf. He comes to a bris milah. He doesn't have to keep halacha. He just says the shama is not mislabish beguf. Action miskala b'nishmasu kabo b'yom amila. As in a mechuyev b'mitzvahs. B'meisim chavshiksiv. Right? V'ok shiyara l'mimata l'mala l'shayach shum tchumin. Shemizgala l'ofanzeri u'malach. Ava b'shalomei tovr m'gala dinim in l'kvo halacha. Right now, it's Tishbi. Yitaretz. Not mitaretz. Right? Tishbi, Eliyahu Navi will. He doesn't say that. I say that. But Eliyahu Navi will tell us. Right, the halachas. But he says that's what there's no kash about from the bris milah. Because in the future he's going to have to be subject to the halachas. But not now, because now he doesn't have a guf. And that's why he won't have to be subject to the halachas. Again, you can look it up. It's a beautiful lashon. Explains all the different kashas. Explains another kasha, which we're going to get to in a minute, on Ahmed Beis. Okay. So that is, good. So Tashma, last line. So again, we're going to try to prove, from an interesting source, whether this tchum in l'malam e'asara. Haredi nazir b'yom sheben David ba. Somebody says, I'm a Nazir on the day that the Mashiach ben David comes. I'm a Nazir on that day. So any day he could come. So says the Gemara, Mutter lishos yayim shabbasos yom tovim. He's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov, though. Why? It must be. I said, V'asr lishos yayim kol yimazachol. But you can't drink any weekday. So says the Gemara, what must be the reason? E amr bishlama yesh tchum. And if you say that it's because of yesh tchum and l'malam me'asara, then we understand why Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos and Yantif, because yesh tchumin, and that's why he could drink wine on Shabbos and Yantif. Hayna d'shabbos v'yom tovim mutter. That's why I understand it. Ela e amrit ein tchumin b'shabbos v'yom tovim. Mashiach is a regular person. He's not coming from the sky. The Gemara is assuming that there's somebody coming from the sky, right? Or he's going to be able to, you know, maybe come to the rest of the world. He's going to fly. You know, there are some chazals. But you're right. If he's just a regular person, nothing's going to happen. But Ben David, maybe, I don't know what the Gemara means exactly by Ben David. You know, so it's something from Shemayim, obviously, the assumption of the Gemara. But you're right. There are other chazals that say he's going to be a person. The Rambam then helps his Malachim that he's going to be a person. So if you say there's yesh tchumin, that then I understand why he's not going to come on Shabbos and Yantif. Ela e amrit ein tchumin b'shabbos v'yamim tovim on my mutter. But if it's ein tchumin, why is there any other reason why he wouldn't be coming on Shabbos and Yantif? So why is it mutter on Shabbos and Yantif? It must be yesh tchumin. That's why he's not going to come. The Gemara says no. Shiny hasam. No, you know why Shabbos and Yantif are allowed to drink? Because you know that he's not coming on Shabbos and Yantif. Do amar kar, because the pasuk says in Malachi, hine anochi shaleach lachem es Eliyahu Navi lifnei bo yom Hashem. So you know Eliyahu Navi is going to come the day before Mashiach. So Eliyahu Navi didn't come yesterday. So you know Mashiach's not coming today. Ha lo as Eliyahu me'asmo. Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. You know Eliyahu Navi is going to come lifnei bo yom Hashem agodav adora. You know he's going to come the day before. Eliyahu Navi didn't come on Friday. So therefore, Ben David must not be coming on Shabbos. So ihachi. So what? But you're a Nazir only on the day that Ben David ba, not the day that Eliyahu ba. So ihachi asked the Gemara, so b'chol. So every weekday you should be able to drink. Call Yom of a Yom Anami Listri, the Holo Asel Yom Yesmol. Eliyahu didn't come Tuesday, so you should be able to drink Wednesday. He didn't come yesterday. So El Amrina Levezan Agodol. No, because every day you have to be worried. Maybe he came to the Bezan Agodol in Yishalayim, you just didn't hear about it. Right, so you have to be worried. So the Gemara says, so how can I be the Pesach Gadol? So it's not Shabbos. So it's not Shabbos. You should be able to. You have to. You should not be able to drink wine because maybe it came Friday. You didn't hear about it. So the Gemara said, no. Kfar muftak lahem li Yisrael. Says the Gemara, there's nothing to do with tchumen. The reason he's not coming on Shabbos and Yom Tov because of the following reason. Kfar muftak lahem li Yisrael. She'in el yobalo barvi Shabbosus la barvi yom tovim mibnei haTorah. Right, no. But Esau already promised that Eliyahu Navi is not coming on Fridays because, or on Erev Yontif. Because Torah, Rashi says, you're baking the challant and you're making the this, you're going to have to go greet Eliyahu Navi, you're not going to be able to prepare for Shabbos and Yontif properly. So he's not coming on Fridays. Eliyahu Navi is not coming on Friday because of the Torah. The Gemara says, if Eliyahu is not coming on Friday, so most people, Mashiach's not coming on Friday either. So Friday, so Friday should be able to drink the wine. If you say, I'm going to be a Nazar David David Ba. So the Gemara says, no, Eliyahu lo asi Mashiach asi. No, Mashiach can come on Friday. Just Eliyahu can't come on Friday. Aye, what's the difference? What about the Tircha? The Gemara says, no, Kima da asi Mashiach. Once Mashiach comes, Hakol Avodin Hainli Yisrael. Unbelievable line. Once Mashiach comes, then the whole world is going to be serving us and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going to have plenty of people to help us out to get ready for Shabbos. So therefore, Mashiach could come on Friday, just that Eliyahu Navi cannot come on Friday. Continues the Gemara for a minute. B'chad b'shabbat l'shtri. So fine. So at least on Sunday, you should be able to drink the wine. But the fact that you can't drink the wine, again, proves that Eliyahu Navi must not have come yesterday. Aye, but you can't drink the wine, so what that proved? That he might have come yesterday on Shabbos. If he might have come yesterday on Shabbos, it must be Ein Tchumen. So, Lifsha Minah de Ein Tchumen, the Yesh Tchumen v'chab v'shabbat l'shtari, the Los Eliyahu Navi v'shabbos. So, Gemara answered, no, Hai Tana Tzvuki Misafkalei. No, the Tana really is not sure whether Tchumen is Daraisa or not, is Lamal Me'asar or not, Yesh Tchumen o Ein Tchumen u'l'chumra. So, you're always Machmir. You're always Machmir regarding Tchum, and you're Machmir regarding Nazirus. So that's why you're not sure about Eliyahu Navi. So that's why you have to fast from. You're not allowed to drink wine either way. If you look in the tour in Simin Reish Tzadik Hey, the tour quotes the Sefer HaManhig, who quotes that the minug of davening about Eliyahu, all the tefillahs that we have mostly Shabbos about Eliyahu Navi is because he couldn't come the past 2 days. So now we have to Friday and Shabbos. We say, oh, Eliyahu Navi, now we're ready for you. That's why we sing all about Eliyahu Navi on Mosi Shabbos, because now we're ready for him to come. Yeah.
I don't understand the premise of this whole question or discussion.
Okay.
Because to whom is a rabbinical?
To whom? So Alice, you're asking why should Eliyahu?
No, that's not the question. The question is if it's a rabbinical decree, it was decreed only before the lotto sent one.
If it's a rabbinic decree, maybe the question is: they were trying to understand the rabbinic decree? Were the rabbanon? Did they enact it above 10 tefachim? We're not sure.
If they did, it should have been explicitly stated.
Okay,
there's a decree.
Well, there are many questions about what's included in this rabbanon or not. We had a couple of days ago. Is the fact that an egg that was laid, is that included in the gzeira of fruit that falls down on Shabbos? So we're trying to figure out the gzeira. Again, it's not only just what was included, but misvara, what should be included. What should be included. So we're trying to figure out whether tchum should apply lamata or lamal lamayasara. It could be misvara, not just what they said, but there are svaras behind whether it should apply above ten fachim or not. Yeah. Right, the only instances that they would apply are these unusual cases, or Sphina. Sphina's above 10. But what? An airplane. We mentioned before, right? An airplane. But again, now what do you be an airplane on Shabbos? But either way, but a boat. But a boat, the boat case. That was the Mala Me'asara. Continues the Gemara. Dekoy Amos. Dekoy Nadar. 1 second. When are you making this whole neder about when Ben David Pam, I'm going to be a Nazir? Elaim Dekoy Bachol. If you're making it on a weekday, Kivan Dechol and Nazir is Hech Asi Shabbos Mafkalei. You're a Nazir when Ben David Ba. So Tuesday might be the day. So you're going to be a Nazir Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What do you mean? You're going to have a Nazir for 4 days and then it stops? It can't be a Naziris. A Naziris is Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom. What do you mean? When Naziris can't stop, right? By the way, it's one of the only times that Gematria is the basis for a halacha. The Gemara says, right? How do you know Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom from Yiyah? Yiyah is Gematria 30. Nazir Gadol's Pera, right? Whatever the pasuk is. And then Yiyah is Gematria 30. So that's Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom. So what do you mean? It's going to stop? You're going to be a Nazir for 4 days? So the Gemara said, no, El Tekoi B'Shabbos of Kanadar, or B'Yantav of Kanadar. No, you're on Shabbos or Yantav, and you're making the Neder, and V'Yom the Shabbilei, Mikan V'Elech Asalei. And the whole discussion that we just had in the past half an Amid is about that day, Shabbos and Yantav. Because again, in future days, you're already a Nazir, you're gonna have to continue doing it. There's a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. I looked it up. It's about 4 pages long in Shvus Yaakov pages. It's very long, where he talks about being Mekadish the Levana on Shabbos and Yontif. He quotes one of the early Achronim that wouldn't do it because ain't Yesh Chumim L'mal Me'asara, and you'd be Mekabel Pnei Ashchina L'mal Me'asara, so therefore you shouldn't do it. Again, one of these Nista reasons. The Sharmas Yerim Balacha quotes a bunch of Mekoros here about this discussion. The Shvus Yaakov quotes from the Maharil, Shlohayim Mekadish Levana B'Yontif, Yishim Yesh Chumim L'mal Me'asara, Ve'in L'chel Pnei Ashchina Chus L'tchum. And he quotes from the Maharash that he was Mekadesh Shabbos and Yantiv, and he brought from his gist the Kiddush Levana B'Shanas Tuf Pei Hey. He quotes all these tshuvas whether he should or not. Either way, the minhag is not to, because Gzeir Hashem, you might take a sitter outside. I mean, one time when I lived in a certain place, they didn't have an Erev yet, and it was the last night of Kiddush Levana, and I remembered, I started walking outside the house, and I was about to take my sitter outside. And I'm like, oh! Right, it's makes a lot of sense. I thought the minhag is to do it on a Motzei Shabbos. If you don't do a Motzei Shabbos because you're mavusam in your clothes, so you could do it another day of the week. But the minhag is generally not to. I think Mikra Din, if that's the last night, you could do it. You could do it from there. You just got to make sure that you don't violate any serious isur. Continues the Gemara. Remember the case in the Mishnah? The end of the Mishnah was they were on the boat, they were heading into the port Friday afternoon. They said, Oy vey, right? Wilil says, don't worry, we were within the tchum. How did he know? And they didn't. So Tana, he had a tool. Shvaferis Isla Gabriel. Gabriel had this long reed pipe. Guess what we would call a telescope. I don't think they had telescopes in those days, but he had a long reed pipe. He was able to adjust it exactly, so he was able to, I guess, make it longer or shorter. He was able to see 2,000 amos in that pipe, and if you couldn't see it, it was beyond. So he said, that's how he knew. Because he saw, right, when Shabbos started, they were already within the 2,000 amos. So Gemara just gives a couple of other ways to figure out measurements, if you're interested. If you want to figure out this is the times before tape measures. If you wanted to figure out how deep a ditch was, maybe Shvoferes, you bring one of those good old Shvoferes that Rabbi Gamliel had. Rabbi Gamliel, by the way, was also the Tana in Mezachas Rosh Hashanah that had all those contraptions about the moon, about what does the moon look like. So he had a lot of toys. He had a lot of the Shvoferes, and he had the all L'Shem Shemayim. It was used for what? He was an innovator, exactly. He was a lot of using science for Torah right here. So a lot of Rosh Hashanah he did that, and here he had the Shofaris. Maybe Shofaris who might be other kama unka shogai. So how do you know how deep the ditch is? So you take the Shofaris, you look down into the ditch, and you contract it and you cab the Shofaris as long as you have to have it until you see the bottom, and then you walk out of the ditch and walk backwards, and as far as you walk away from the ditch until that point that you can see, then you'll see how deep the ditch is, because it'll be the same distance. How about measuring the height of a tall palm tree? You can't climb up, so what do? You measure at a certain time of day how tall you are and how tall or short your shadow is compared to you. You get the ratio, then you can measure the tree's shadow, right? And then in the ratio, you can get the height of the tree. So that's how you can measure the height of the tree without going all the way up. And finally, the fourth one, Harosa Shlotishra Rachaya Ra'a Bitzel Kever. The last one, we're back to the picture book here. The picture of this. You don't need the picture book to understand this, though. Let's say you want to make sure that you're making a kever, and you want to make sure that animals don't rest in the shade of the kever when it's very hot in the afternoon, because they're going to rest there, then they're going to smell that there's a body underneath, and Rahman al-Islam, they're going to uncover the body. So how do you make sure that Chayos Rose don't rest there? No, it's Kanab Dal Shos Bayom. So before you want to figure out where the shadow is. So it was the shadow at the hottest point of the day. The Dal Shos Bayom, Rashi explains here, is the hottest point of the day when they're really going to look for shade. So therefore, you put a stick where you want to build your kever. You see which way the shadow goes. So you see which side is going to be the side that animals might go there. And you build the kever in a way that there's a diagonal. You fill up the kever with rye. You make the kever like we have a rectangle. But on one side, you make more stone, another slab of stone going down diagonally, so that you take out the shade. So therefore, animals won't go there. Won't they go there later in the day? No. It's not so hot then. And once they found a better spot earlier, Rashi explains, they're not going to switch. Right, so as long as you cover that space during the time when it's hot and the animals would go there, then you're safe. So how do you do that? So again, you put a stick and you see which way the shadow goes at that time of day. And you make this diagonal on a slant in order to block off that area. Period. Okay, we'll stop here before Nehemiah. Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Okay? Have a good day thinking about Eliyahu Hanavi. Be'ez Hashem, today is Thursday, so you can come today. No reason he can't come today. So Be'ez Hashem. One of the other Achronim said, what about Animam and Emunah Shalem of Afabi every second? Achakam Cholim Shiyavo. That's good for them, Animamin. We don't know how, we don't know what, the reason, it doesn't make sense. But we have a Emunah. We have a Emunah that's going to occur any second. Yeah. Okay.
They change it. Doesn't do that.